The doctors of Huta, the rebel-held enclave within Syria's capital, Damascus, claim the fighting there is not a war now, it is a massacre. Aid groups are warning the situation could involve the worst atrocity so far in Syria's brutal 7-year civil war. Firas Abdullah, a freelance photographer in eastern Huta, says the extreme danger of the situation around him is obvious.
We can hear the shout and the crying of women and children through the windows of their homes, and the missiles and and mortars lie dropping on us like rain. There is nowhere to hide from this nightmare in eastern Huta.
Children huddle in their homes, listening to the fighter jets coming in and knowing they may die. For those who survive the airstrikes in Huta, there is a network of underground hospitals. They are prime targets, operating in secrecy and in fear. There were 12 targeted attacks on hospitals in 2 days, and doctors say 4 hospitals have been totally destroyed, with 2 more temporarily out of service. Survivors have to return to the streets to get home after being treated in the hospitals, contending with weapons like unguided barrel bombs. The surge in killing in the besieged region comes amidst reports the government of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad wants the area recaptured now. The Syrian opposition and the human rights group Amnesty International say flagrant war crimes are being committed in the area on an epic scale. The chief negotiator for the Syrian opposition delegation, Nasser Hariri, says there is no accountability for what is happening.
In Syria, the implementation of international law doesn't exist. It is difficult for our people inside Syria to understand how come no one is coming to their protection.
In the United States, State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert says the US government supports the demands of the United Nations for a month-long ceasefire.
We call on all parties to commit to the unconditional de-escalation of violence. Russia must end its support of the Assad regime and its allies. They're responsible for the attacks, for the dire humanitarian situation in East Ghouta, and for the horrendous civilian death toll.
All other rebel enclaves in Syria have been starved and bombed into submission by forces loyal to President Assad. But the United Nations envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, says what is happening in Huta could be even worse than events in Aleppo in 2016.
Aleppo had by far more history, but eastern Huta has got by far more people. We are looking in front of us at an increasing tragedy.
Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.